What are the symptoms of surrender at our level? We can look at the six elements of surrender, anukulyasya sankalpa pratikulyasya varjanam. So among these six, the first two are about actions. Accept that which is favorable, avoid that which is unfavorable. And the remaining four are about dispositions. Rakshishyati iti vishwaso goptutve varanam tatha atmanikshepa karpani. So those are Krishna is my protector. Without him, I am useless. Without him, I can do nothing. So all these are dispositions which will take time to be cultivated. But the actions is something which we can do even now. So for example, if I am chanting, and now am I surrendered during chanting? If during chanting I lean back against a wall and make everything very conducive for me to sleep, then that is not surrender. That is pratikul, so I avoid that. Then if I am feeling sleepy, then I get up. I put some water on my face. That is anukul. So, surrender simply means that at our level, practically it means we use our intelligence to adopt that, to accept that which is favorable and to avoid that which is unfavorable. So, if we are talking with some devotees and some devotees start getting into gossip or offensive talk, then prajalpa basically, then if we have the relationship or the authority to tell them to stop talking like that, then even doing that, although we are taking authority position, that can also be surrender, because that is what is favorable for bhakti. But if we don't have that kind of position or relationship, then we may just walk away from there. We say, you know, I have got some other things to do, and we just leave from there. So that is also one way we exhibit surrender. Because essentially, surrender means that we do that which is favorable. So we have certain spiritual guides. We may have our authority, our counselor. Now, if we have a good relationship with them and we have basic faith in them, that they are our well-wishers, then when they tell us to do something, even when we don't like to do that so much, but if we understand it is good for us, then we do it. So, it is generally we talk about how following the instructions that are given to us is surrender. Yes, but it is to be understood, why is it surrender? Because it's not just that any instruction is necessarily good for us. We use our intelligence to understand that following this instruction will help me to grow in my spiritual life. And and because this is what is favorable for my spiritual growth, so I will do it. So, by using our God-given intelligence to accept that which is favorable, even when that doesn't seem very palatable. So, we need intelligence to accept the favorable even when it doesn't seem palatable. So, palatable is what is pursued by the mind, first impression. But favorable is what is pursued by the intelligence. Like Krishna says in the 18th chapter that, you know, that which tastes like poison in the beginning will taste like nectar in the end. Yattadagra visham iva pariname amrutopam tat sukham satvikam proktam atma buddhi prasadajam. So, that way we can, so if we are doing that which is favorable, even when it doesn't seem palatable, then that is surrender. Or if something is unfavorable but it seems palatable, then we avoid that. That is also surrender. So, in that sense, we can focus on this practical aspect of surrender, accepting the favorable and avoiding the unfavorable. And that way we can, that means rather than considering surrender in terms of some stereotype. If I'm doing this, I'm surrendered. If I'm doing this, I'm not surrendered. No. We can be surrendered by doing whatever it takes to choose the favorable and avoid the unfavorable. Okay.